USA News. This is Julio Flores. Pope Emeritus Benedict health has worsened over the past hour due to advanced age, and doctors are constantly monitoring his condition. The Vatican said Wednesday as Pope Francis appealed to the faithful to pray for his very ill predecessor until the end. Vatican spokesperson Matteo Bruni said Francis went to visit the frail 95-year-old Benedict in the monastery on Vatican grounds where he has been living since retiring in February 2013. One of Pele's daughters said Wednesday she and her family are enduring moments of sadness and despair as the 82-year-old Brazilian soccer great hospitalization nears 1 month. The three-time World Cup winner's cancer has advanced, and doctors at Albert Einstein Hospital recently said he's under elevated care related to kidney and cardiac dysfunctions. Pele was admitted to the Sao Paulo facility on November 29th. The hospital hasn't published any updates in the last week. A winter storm dumped several inches of snow in Arizona's high country, and rain in the deserts for more precipitation on the way through the new year. Communities near Flagstaff received as much as a foot of snow by midday Wednesday before the storm moved east and out of the state. Travel was slow on major roadways and local streets, with some sections shut down at least temporarily. Power outages were also reported earlier in the day, but much of the service had been stored by Wednesday afternoon. Meanwhile, in Phoenix, residents woke up to heavy rain that subsided to intermittent light showers by midday. Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić said late Wednesday that Serbs will start removing their barricades in Kosovo on Thursday in a move that could de-escalate tensions that triggered fears of new clashes in the Balkans. The agreement was reached at a late-night crisis meeting with the leaders of Kosovo Serbs, Vučić said. It followed the release of a former Kosovo Serb police officer whose detention triggered a major crisis between Serbia and Kosovo that provoked international concerns. He has been ordered released from prison and placed under house arrest. This is USA News.
My Pillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a My Pillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Thousands of travelers are having a hard time finding their luggage after mass cancellations of Southwest airline flights. Southwest has just announced plans to fly only one-third of its schedule in the upcoming days nationwide as it struggles with the company meltdown. Southwest has canceled nearly 16,000 flights since December 22nd, when a massive winter storm begins to hit the U.S. Parts of western New York are dealing with the deadly effects of a massive winter storm. Officials said Wednesday that the death toll has risen to at least 37 after several feet of snow slammed the region over the holiday weekend. That number is expected to climb as authorities are going door-to-door to conduct wellness checks and the cleanup effort. Former Pope Benedict is very sick. His successor, Pope Francis, made the announcement today. The 95-year-old Benedict resigned in 2013, becoming the first pope in about 600 years to step down. Water pressure in Jackson, Mississippi is improving. Mayor Lumbumba, who spoke Wednesday as the capital city remains under a boil water notice that was announced over the weekend, that came after crews found several leaks along Jackson's aging water system that were likely caused by frigid temperatures. Lumbumba said the notice could be lifted by Saturday. Rapper Theophilus London has been reported missing. On Tuesday, his family traveled to Los Angeles to file a missing persons report. A press release from the LAPD says London's family members lost complete contact with him back in October. The I Stand Alone hitmaker's last activity on social media dates back to July. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.